Welcome. You're in the mix with Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Now, here's your host, Ty Mitch.
Hello.
Hello.
Man, fuck up, best of mine is Mitchy Khan, leader of the slut.
Oh my God.
What's up, best of mine, God?
You sound just like you rap.
Of course. What the fuck? Of course. I gotta.
No, you know, I don't think I sound like I rap.
Oh.
I think if you hear my voice, you'll be like, oh, that's you. But with you, like, when I hear you talk, when I hear you rap, I know it's you.
All right. Let's get into it. We have Esteban the God, the motherfucking Guapo God himself.
Mm-hmm. On top of you.
What's going on? What you doing?
I just moved in a new place. Yeah. So I was getting my internet and stuff fixed. So. That's officially fixed. I was doing some schoolwork, and I have a performance this Saturday, so I need to figure out what I'm going to wear for that.
What are you performing?
It's for Voxfest, which is a bounce artist. He's
okay.
Having a little festival thing, so I'm performing a song I have with him called Bust It Open, and I'm performing, like, Pray for the Hoes and stuff.
Okay. Okay. So shit that people can, like, do all of that shit to. Okay. So where did Esteban the God come from?
Well, my middle name is really Esteban. That's my real middle name.
Okay.
And before, when I first started rapping, it was just Esteban.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think as time progressed, I was like, I need to add something to it or just make it more spicy. So since I call myself the Guapo God, I didn't want to be like Esteban the Guapo guy.
Right.
So I was just Esteban the God.
Okay.
And, you know, Guapo came from a Spanish class, because I used to call myself Pretty Boy. I used to call myself Pretty Boy all the time. But my Spanish teacher was like, we were talking about Bonita, like that means pretty or whatever. So I was like, what does handsome mean? And she said, Guapo. So once I heard that, I just took that and ran with it. I was like, oh, I'm the Guapo God now.
That's literally dope, because that's kind of what I envisioned that the Guapo part to come from. Spanish class. So here at Top Gay Music, we don't like to assume anything. So how do you identify?
What do you mean?
Are you a gay man?
Yes, I'm a gay man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which,
and so when did you know music was an outlet for you to express yourself?
I've been rapping since I was 12. But like I tell everybody the story, I have an aunt. She's a rapper. Her name is Million Dollar Girl. And she came to my house with one of her mixtapes. And, like, once I got it, this had to be, like, 2004. Once I got it, like, I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to rap. So I used to write raps and stuff. And then I had an aunt. She was another aunt. She was, like, a manager. She was, like, my manager. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you could, like, perform at, like, the little mall events and for the little kids' fashion shows and stuff and school events. So once, like, we got together and just thought of, you know, what I was going to do, that's how it kind of happened. And then from there, I have been rapping since I was 12 years old. So it's, like, a permanent thing for me.
And how old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, okay.
About to be
so
27
that
next
old
month.
Time. I only started rapping in high school. Like, literally, when Nicki Minaj started to come out, I literally, God has gifted me with the gift of singing. You know,
yes, you are
so
a
that
great
has
singer.
Been my main, thank you. That has been my main gift. But in high school, when Nicki Minaj came out, it was like giving me very much, who is this fucking bitch up here thinking she doing something? I said, oh, I could do this shit. And then I started to write. And then, like, I really kind of grew up with Nicki Minaj. And I just started to, like, you know, like, really learn how to rap and write down my raps and be clever and be witty and things like that and use metaphors and similes and things like that. So,
well, that, we have that, a similar story. I started rapping because of a female rapper. And
yeah.
I know when Nicki did come out, I was already rapping, but when she came out, she
right.
did kind of add like a different, a funner thing to it. But before she came out, I was already like rapping, doing mixtapes and stuff. But when she came out, she just made it more like fun. So yeah, I agree. We kind of have similar stories. She made it very fun, and you know, with you know what she was doing.
So now it is actually 2021, and your last album, Texas Ranger, dropped. Can you tell us a little bit how you came up with that?
Texas Ranger was.
You're from Houston, right?
I'm from Houston, Texas, and how that came about was just me trying to give myself like a when I do projects, it's kind of like I have to add a theme to it. So that's how
right.
I do my projects. So the theme of Texas Ranger was like superhero. So
okay.
I thought of, like, you know, the old Western movies with the horses and the guns and the cowboys. And what I didn't realize was, you know, some people, like, up north or different parts of, you know, the world, they probably don't see that all the time, like horses and stuff like that. But in my community, my culture, I see that stuff all the time. And I see it so much that, like, when people bring up certain stuff, I'm like, oh, girl, that's nothing. Like, okay, like, whatever. So, which probably, like, be equivalent if I came to, like, New York or something and seen a subway, like, oh, my God, that's how it works. It's kind of like a cultural thing. So, Texas Ranger was just real, like, oh, just me kind of embracing, like, I am from Houston. I sound like it. You know, my style is Houston, Texas. It's just Southern. So yeah, I just that was kind of like the main thing. It was just like a Power Ranger, but a Texas Ranger. So if it was a Power Ranger, it would be a Texas Ranger version. So a superhero.
Yes, that's dope. And I'm very proud that you honed in on your culture, and you know, you're showing your culture, merging your culture with your art. I think that's very dope and a great sense of community involved in that. I'm so happy about that. Now, let's switch pages to Slut. Tell me the birth of the original one. We're not going to talk about the remix. We're going to talk about the original. Where did that come from?
So, I used to watch YouTube videos and stuff. But it was this one man, I don't know his name, but he's like, he interviews like people. And he would ask, like, I think he interviewed like Amber Rose or somebody. He was like, are you a slut? And like the way he used to say slut, just kind of like, why are you saying it like that? He would be like, are you a slut? Are you a slut? So, you know, I kept it in my mind a long time ago. But then I had saw a video of him asking this girl, which is in the song when a girl is like, you're a slut, we're all sluts. It was the same guy interviewing her.
Right.
So when I saw that little clip, I was like, you know, I felt what she was saying. Like, I consider myself a slut, you know, in various ways. So, you know, why not come up with a song with it? for that word. So when I came up with a song, I heard a beat first. I heard the beat. Once I heard the beat, and I was like, looking for what's up. So it just came. That's how it just came from, like, just hearing that word. And it was like slut in, like, a gay way, though, too. Like, because we've heard it, like, in a girl way or, like, you know. But, like, a gay man's way, like, a gay man calling himself a slut, that's kind of where I just wanted to, like, emphasize on that. Like, I'm a slut.
Right. Right.
So that was the birth of slut.
Now let's talk about the rebirth.
Right.
How the fuck did you feel when you got the emails back of everybody's verses? Let's tell the audience.
So,
it was me, Rico Cassidine,
mm-hmm.
and High Yellow.
So first of all, you was the first one to hit me up about a remix.
Okay.
I was not doing
that. Hold on. Because I knew it. And I didn't want to say it, but I said, when I get him on the phone, I want to know, was he even thinking about a remix? Because I really heard, like, a group of people on the goddamn song. And I'm like, let's do a remix to this. Because as soon as I heard it, I was like, okay. I'm looking. Okay. All right.
you was the first one to say it, but when you said it, I was like, oh, I'll think about it. But then Rico hit me up, and Rico has this way of, like, really, like, forcing somebody to do something. So you had already hit me up, but Rico had, like, bugged me about it. I was like, girl. And then it was just going to be y'all two, but once I put it out there, it was going to be a remix. High Yellow hit me up, and I was like, fuck, we're going to have to put three people on here. And it just meshed so well together. Like, everybody versus fit. Everybody versus was perfect. I liked how everybody, like, had, like, different references from other songs, and everybody from, like, different parts of the world. I just love that. I wish we could have did a video to it, but honestly, we still can. Hopefully one day. Honestly, I feel like that's one of the things I would do. Like, I would repackage that song and put it do a real video for it. Because it sounds so new. Like, if I drop that song tomorrow, nobody could ever be like, oh, that came out at that time. Like, it's a fresh song.
Right. I think if we do that, obviously it would be all in your timing for whatever, you know, you got an album out. So however you would schedule it, I think that'll be dope. And I really liked how everybody came from different spaces in the world, like you said, and everybody did what they had to do. I just wish I was in that motherfucking hot tub with them bubbles coming out.
Oh, my God. It was so crazy because that shit was all in my eye. Like, I literally, because it was things I didn't have my glasses on, but because, like, the shit was so bubbly and it was so much soap, the shit got in my eye. I had to, like, record the video with, like, soapy eyes. The whole, like, so I had to, like, play it off like I was okay. But that shit was, it was really soapy. I was like, oh, I think they put too much soap in it. It was a lot of soap.
So, what is your opinion on the relationship between the LGBT community and the music industry?
I think right now I'm getting a little frustrated because I feel like with, like, the LGBT community, right, we can do stuff and, like, it gets, like, little traction sometimes, and they'll be like, oh, okay, we see y'all. But a straight rapper will turn around and do, like, the same thing or, like, something similar to it, and I feel like they get so much more, like, traction and, like, hype. And I'm starting to not really like that because, like, it's no reason that we shouldn't have, like, a successful, I'm saying, like, on a Nicki Minaj level, on a Megan level.
Yeah.
All the female rappers, like, why isn't a gay, a real gay man, male rapper, on that, like, pedestal? So I'm getting kind of frustrated, but which I'm frustrated, but it's like frustrated, like, I'm going to find a way to change that. But I am seeing, like, a lot of talent coming out, which I do like. You know, everybody doing their thing. Everybody staying consistent, which is what we need. You know, I feel like right now is the females' time because, you know, they had a time where it was like it came and then it went. Like, and then Nicki birthed it, and now, well, she rebirthed it. She re-blew air into it, and now it's just thriving. And I really think that's going to happen with the LGBT community rap industry. Like, it's going to be so many of us that they can't deny us. So,
yeah, they can't.
Yeah, I'm just getting to a point where I'm just like, okay, I'm ready to start seeing real change. And I mean, like, labels signing gay artists. We seeing them on TV. We seeing them, you know, collabing with real artists, you know, that mainstream artists. I'm just ready to see that. And I'm like, it shouldn't be no reason that we don't see it. But I really do feel like it's about to happen.
Right. What are you currently working on? Are you working on anything, like any videos or anything?
I'm working on my song Bubbles. It's getting ready to be released.
Oh my god, thank God you said that. Oh my god.
Bubbles is getting ready to be released February 4th. In February 4th. That release. And honestly, I'm working on doing a challenge for everybody. A challenge for Bubbles. It's going to be like for rappers and regular people. But I want to do like, I want to open one of the verses on Bubbles. And I want like artists to like record their own version and like do like a little TikTok video to it. And I think, you know, whoever I feel like is the best, or I'll put them on a real remix. So I'm trying to figure out some stuff that I want to do, because a lot of people, I got like 5 people that want to be on Bubbles, and I'm like, I cannot have that many people, but I do want people to be a part of it. So I think I'm going to create a challenge where you just take, you know, take the song, add your verse in it, and, you know, do your thing, but it got to be, like, sick, you know what I'm saying? And the Big Bank Challenge, that kind of, like, inspired Bubbles, because, you know, I'm an ass man. I love looking at butts and stuff like that, so this, honestly, it's a win for everybody. You know, people get to shake their ass, and people get to send me videos of them shaking or, you know, doing their little thing with their butt, so I think Bubbles is going to be really fun. And I did it in February because the love of ass. I love booty. So it's just like, why not?
February 2nd is actually my birthday.
February 4th.
February 2nd is my birthday.
Oh, I thought you was a Cancer.
No, I'm an Aquarius.
You an Aquarius? Oh,
yeah.
My God, I did not know that. I don't know why I thought you was. I'm starting to really like look at myself, because I'm really good with astrology, but I don't know why I be like looking at people. I don't know if I look at people's birthday wrong, or if I like some people be posting stuff that I be thinking that they, I don't know. I be getting so confused. I don't know why I thought you was a Cancer, but I thought you was a Cancer. But you're an Aquarius. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to participate in the Bubbles Challenge.
Okay, good. Because High Yellow already. High Yellow is going to be in it. He already told me. Rico Cassadine told me he wanted to be a part of it. So the big three is already going to be there. Some other rappers want to be a part of it. So I'm really excited. I think all gay rappers should be excited, should actually be a part of it.
And if you can't pick one, you could like really kind of spin the cipher.
Yeah, I can do so much with it. Like, I can do so much. And I'm like, I want to, I love including everybody. So I'm going to definitely try to include, like, everybody.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited because you know I DM'd you immediately as soon as I heard it. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
It's going to be real fun.
Yes. So what is one thing that you want to leave with Top Gay Music?
What I will leave is, you know, for the listeners and for the people that listen to me and you and just, you know, everybody that wants to do this or everybody that just loves, you know, the community, I would just say, artists, stay consistent, keep grinding, keep pushing. Fans and consumers, keep supporting, you know, keep, you know, giving us that energy that we need, because when I get energy from people that love my music, I go even harder. And, yeah, just like listeners, just keep doing what you have to do. Because another thing, too, we need the people, you know.
Right.
I can say all day, like, oh, well, labels aren't signing gay artists. But at the end of the day, if the people start demanding it, oh, labels don't have a problem, because they go wherever the consumer goes. So I definitely just want to, you know, inspire people to just keep going and keep pushing and keep putting their voice out there and just do their thing.
Where can we find you on social media?
Estevan the God, that's Estevan the God, Estevan the God on everything, Instagram, Twitter. You can visit my website, estevanthegod.com. You can find me on YouTube, Estevan the God. You can also type in Guapo if, you know, that's easier for you. I will also pop up with that name, too. And, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Right. I am so, I'm so honored to even talk to you, honestly, seriously, because I love talking to well-rounded artists who know who they are, who know what they stand for, know their sound. You definitely know your sound, and you definitely know what you're capable of doing, and you are, like, a well-polished artist. So I'm so happy that you gave me the opportunity to be on Slut and for me to, you know, add my expertise to it. I can't wait for Bubbles. And I can't wait for anything else that you put out.
Bubbles is coming. And I do want to thank you for hopping on Slut, because you added your own twist to it. It was very, you from New York, right?
Yeah.
Or Jersey?
Jersey.
So it was very, North. You know, I don't really know, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, New York is right here, so you can, I definitely got a hint of New York in me, so it's just you know, he's North.
It's the sound. I like the sound. I like rappers like Lil' Kim. You know, I love Lil' Kim, and I love, Foxy and them people.
Right.
So what I hear, y'all with the same tone and those little stuff y'all be saying, I be like, okay. It's just a different vibe.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for that. And also, my EP is coming. I'm still working on the name, but hopefully after February's over, March, we'll be getting a new body of work.
Yay! I'm so excited about that. A lot of people are dropping in March. A lot of people are saying that March is going to be a good month. March is a busy month for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think musically, and it's springtime too. So, you know, spring just brings a different vibe out. So hopefully a lot of things will be changing. You know, we'll be able to perform more and start back touring and stuff like that. So hopefully, you know, I think March will be the time that we'll see a difference in the world.
Yeah, I pray that we do. I pray that we'll see it in February, actually. But nonetheless, I'm just happy to be alive and on the other side of the ground.
Right.
Thank you for your time, Estevan the God. I'm about to, go and listen to Bubbles, that little snippet, and write my verse, tonight. and perfect it until the 4th.
Okay. You do that. I would definitely.
That's serious.
I'll probably send it to you because, you know, I know who you are. I'll probably send you the thing so you can have the beat and stuff.
Okay. That would be love. I actually will email. Well, you have my email, right?
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Okay. Yes. Do that for me because I'm about to get into Keisha Cole and Ashanti. And then after that, I'm getting into Bubbles.
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right.
So much. I love you so You're... much. Thank you so much.
Love you too, boo. Bye.
You've been listening to Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT+ community. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Top Gay Music to get new, fresh weekly content. Until next time, never let your voice be silenced.